Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on till 6:30 tonight. They have the squares up for the Monday night football game, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870. The Buffalo Bills playing the New England Patriots. He's here with us every Monday night from the Silver Slipper, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave,
all right, man.
Thanks so much for joining us, brother.
Great to be here. Great to be here.
Dave, when it rains, it pours. We got word right before we came on the air. Cam Jordan, positive test. He has been vaccinated, so two negative tests, and he could play. He's got a 172-game streak on the line that he's played in.
Whoa.
So, you know, Cam's played in a ton of games, missed a game as a rookie, and then afterwards hasn't done it. And then Deontay Harris, now, three-game suspension.
Could Cam get the two tests between now and Sunday?
Yes, he can.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so he's still there's still a light at the end of the tunnel, Dave. So.
Good.
And so, Dave, tell us what's happening here at the Slipper, brother.
Oh, man, getting ready for the big Christmas holidays and of course, New Year's Eve. We're going to have the Blue-Eyed Soul from down in the Bayou playing.
Down from the Bayou.
Yeah, from the Bayou. Playing that Friday and that Saturday, December 31st and January 1st. And, of course, we have great fixings in the Jubilee Buffet on Christmas Day. Christmas Day, they've got the crab and gumbo shrimp all day long, and nice menu specials in the Blue Bayou on Christmas Day.
Dave, I found Santa Claus.
Yeah,
he's sitting right in front of us. I think it's a little bit of a scam on his part, but whatever. He's making money. You know, he's waiting for President Trump to announce that he's going to run back again in a couple of years.
Yeah,
or so. He'll get his job back.
But he looks like Santa Claus got COVID or something.
He downweighted the situation.
And he's one of those drinking Santas.
he's bad Santa, so to speak, in more ways than one.
Yeah, we have to put that pillow under that costume.
Yeah. But, he's he's our version of bad Santa.
So Dave, the vote, you're probably voting no in Slidell, right?
Probably. The people wanted a chance to vote Bobby, so they're gonna make their decision.
Boy, it looks
boy,
like
boy, listen to the politician in Dave.
Dave,
man, listen to Dave, the politician.
Dave, it looks like
I got coached on that one.
Yeah, I bet you did.
You look, yes or no, no or yes. It might be a 50-50 deal. It's gonna be close.
It's gonna be tight, man. It's gonna be tight.
Oh, that was an omen right there.
I don't know if that's the weather or maybe a sign from the man above, so to speak. Dave, you got a lot of things going, giveaways in the month of December. Kind of tell everybody a little bit about it, but one of the things I will say, for you to win, you got to be here.
For you to win, you got to be here, and we're giving away a big-screen TV every night in December at 7 p.m., and then on Christmas Day at 9 p.m., we're giving away part of our Win That giveaway, $30,000 in cash and free play at 9 p.m.
Yeah, well, we explained that last week because, Hebert, he might have sent, a pigeon over here to try to win that.
But you got to be in it to win.
But you got to be here to win it.
Yeah, right. It's a $10,000 cash, $15,000 in free play. But if you're here within 15 minutes, you get a chance to spin a prize wheel where you can win another $15,000 up to $15,000 free play.
So Dave, what you thought about before you? What do you think about, man, how Jesuit hung in there with
Catholic? Oh, no, it was, I watched it. It was a close game, man, 10-14, you know.
Man, no.
And, you know, I saw that on Facebook on the Jesuit's website where after the game they all went to Mass. After the game.
Dave, they did that when you were playing?
No, I don't know.
that was an obvious answer. But times have changed,
back
right,
when
Dave?
I was playing, we just wanted to go hide, you know, the bus.
Well, I knew exactly where y'all wanted to go.
Well, that's being humble. But to me, you go to Mass if you thank Jesus for the victory. But after the loss, I'm going to drown in my sorrows.
Yeah, they look pretty despondent.
No, he drowned in the victory.
Yeah.
Because they did win the state championship his senior year. So he got to drown in the victory part of it. But, man, listen, what a great year for Jesuit and Coach Manali to get him there. Didn't win it. But, man, Catholic, they have been a juggernaut team.
You know why it screwed up, though? Okay, can you look at Catholic High where they're at? If it had been Jesuit, Catholic High, or Catholic High, Jesuit, but it is Catholic High. Wouldn't you like to see them play like Zachary? Zachary. Okay, you played a Zachary Ponchatoula winner. Now, Mike, they can, and you have that in the dome. If they're trying to make money for the organization, right, Louisiana High School Sports, why wouldn't you have?
They would pack that.
Yes!
They would pack it.
Mike, why wouldn't you have that kind of game? Champions versus champions. That would be ultimate to me.
Man, listen, it is all screwed up in the way these subdivisions are and everything else. And, you know, I don't get it. I guess there's a rhyme and a reason to all of it. But I don't get it. And, Bob, when you guys won it, y'all went through the gauntlet.
It was public schools, Catholic schools, private, public. We whooped the Catholic schools and we whooped the public school in Bonneville. They wanted Bonneville and Shaw to play. And we whipped the
two. You screwed that up.
No, we beat the both. Well,
and Shaw was supposed to be the greatest high school team of all time.
Of all time. Exactly. But it only takes one time. It's not a
team. No, Bobby says that. Listen, we could have played 4-8 in Shaw 10 times.
We might have won two.
And it might have been 2-8. But the one that counted did count.
You know, I saw two Catholics got some studs on the team. They got a guy going to LSU, a lineman. They got a junior receiver.
Emory Jones.
Junior receiver was offers at Alabama, LSU.
And I also want to congratulate Wayne Stein, St. Charles Catholic Comets. Man, you talk about
adversity.
A lot of
the
adversity.
Hurricane and all that. Think about that, what they did.
That passed in LaPlace, and it was bad there. We caught it bad on the bayou. But, man, they caught it awfully bad, too. And what Wayne was able to do, a first-year coach, taking over for Coach Monica.
Didn't they win every game, Mike? And were they undefeated?
An unbelievable run. And to beat Lafayette Christian. Talk about a team that's loaded.
Who beat Arch Manning and Newman.
Man, they beat them and bad.
No, it wasn't close.
And so, man, congratulations to Coach Wayne and his staff. And, you know, last year they came so close to beat. And they had them on the ropes a bit, but, you know – again,
St. Charles Comets.
The St. Charles Catholic Comets. And so congratulations to Wayne. And this weekend, got a team from the Bayou playing, an E.D. White Catholic. And so,
University.
Yeah, and so good luck to Kyle Lesang and Coach Bergeron and everybody there.
So, Dave, you probably like me. I think you more like me than
me.
Like pie in the sky. The Saints have 5 games left. Don't you think they can go 4-1?
Oh, man, I sure hope so. I mean, they got to get past this weekend. This should be. Oh,
come on, you got to beat the Jets.
Man, you'd hope so.
J-E-T-S, Jets. They're like El Succo.
They
come on.
Put it to you this way. If they lose next week, we're going to be feeling a lot of draft questions.
Well, if they lose
next month.
If they lose to the Jets, we just throw an Ian Book out there. Okay, Ian Book, go play. But they're not just going to throw Ian Book out there.
No.
It's not going to happen.
If Taysom's healthy, he's going to play. And my feeling is, if he's not healthy, it's going to be Trevor Siemian.
Okay. You want me to say this about the rookie quarterbacks after Dave's on? We got to go to a break, or you want me to talk about this?
You can talk about it now.
Look around the league. Rookie quarterbacks with far more impressive credentials are falling flat on their behind. Trevor Lawrence.
Except for one.
Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Davis Mills, rank at the bottom of the league in passing efficiency. Of the 8 quarterbacks selected ahead of Ian Book, in the draft. Only Mac Jones of New England has had success. The other seven quarterbacks, all those household names, the other seven quarterbacks have combined to throw 37 interceptions and just 27 touchdowns. And Sean Payton has never started a rookie quarterback in his 25-year NFL coaching career.
Because he had Drew.
When he coached Tony, but listen, when he coached Tony Romo in Dallas, Tony Romo had success.
Bledsoe.
He sat him for three seasons before giving him a starting shot. Three seasons, Tony Romo. So I'm telling you, you want Ian Book, you're not going to see that if there's hope. If there's hope, the Saints could go and go into the playoffs. Ian Book ain't playing.
And just shows how special Joe Burrow is coming right out the gate.
Listen, and Joe's getting his butt kicked. I mean, that offensive line.
He got sacked six times against the Chargers yesterday.
And he, man, he's still out there. You know, he's rubbing his hand.
His pinky and all that.
Man, you talk about a tough dude. You know, Joe Burrow changed the trajectory of LSU at quarterback, I think, from now on.
Well,
in our lifetime. And
I can tell you right now, this is not an opinion. This happened. Who got Joe Burrow to come to LSU?
Coach O.
Coach O. Just talk to Joe Burrow's dad and Joe Burrow what they think of Coach O. That's not an opinion.
No.
That's a fact.
We're going to get Mr. Jimmy.
We're
going to get Mr. Jimmy on in the next couple of weeks. No. He'll come on to talk about Joe. And he's a son of a coach.
Yeah.
He understands it. But I'll tell you this. You talk about a tough guy and sort of an intimidator with other guys to, hey, listen, you better not be lollygagging on the field or you're going to answer to me. You think Coach O is bad? No, you're going to have to answer to me. Joe was one tough dude, and you didn't see a lot of the stuff behind the scenes that, you know, some of us sort of knew about how he was the guy pressing the buttons on a lot of players out there. Peer pressure. And listen, if I'm busting my butt, you better do it too. And he's doing that with Cincinnati too. But, man, that offensive line, I feel for the guy because he's catching a whipping every game he plays.
The thing is, though, the Bengals are relevant.
They are.
They give their fans hope.
He's made a must-watch TV, hasn't he?
Yes. Well, you look at the Saints aren't playing. You might have an NFC South game like they did yesterday between the Falcons and Tampa Bay. What was the other game on CBS? The Bengals. Why are the Bengals in Louisiana? Joe Burrow.
Jamar Chase. Yeah, man. Everybody's wanting to watch that and trying to relive those days at LSU. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Thank you. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hey, you got to keep listening to the Big 870 Coaches Show at 6:30 tonight with Mike Haas, head coach Sean Payton, and 7:30, Monday Night Football in a weather-conditioned situation. We were watching it. Man, it is coming down in Buffalo between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Interesting in that game. The Patriots can run the football better than the Bills. But Josh Allen, who's from Wyoming, has played in those situations more than Mac Jones has. I know Mac is from Kentucky, but, man, it is an interesting game tonight. And the weather may tilt the field a little bit. And I would say if they tilted it to maybe a little bit toward the Patriots. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Tommy in Lakeview. Tommy, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Dave, to the Terrier. Hello?
Tommy, Tommy, get a little bit closer to the phone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's raining outside, so that you can't go swimming because you might get wet. Anyway, I was at the Jesuit Catholic game last night, and in the spirit of transparency, I am a Jesuit graduate, 1986. Unfortunately, Big John from Mid City was in my class, but I think we are now. I'm not really sure though. But that game was, it was a tremendously played game, well coached, well played. It came down to a couple of big plays.
Yep.
And Catholic demonstrated some of the classiest moves of the team. You know, they it was like a minute 30 left. We didn't have any timeouts. The game was over. They got the victory formation, and I think they might have taken a delay a game penalty, and then, you know, just bled it out, which, you know, was much appreciated. So congratulations to the Catholic Baton Rouge.
And they've been there before.
Yeah.
You know, so you could kind of say, "Hey, we've won, and we're going
to
show you how good we are."
No, back to back.
That sportsmanship really showed through.
Well, back to back. Go ahead.
My main point of calling is that the game was held at Yeoman Stadium, right?
Yep. Right.
And in my opinion, guys, every freaking high school playoff game, whether it's local or whatever, especially the state championship game, should be held in that stadium. It's much better than the Dome. It's much more intimate, and it's just a fantastic facility, and I think it's underutilized.
I mean,
it enhances the experience for the fans, guys. So,
and that's not a bad seat.
That's all I got.
Been there a few times. That's no matter where I've sat, you can see the field so well. But you know, what I think what Bob was talking about was more that you could get more people at the Dome, that sort of experience.
The whole thing is like the one thing I don't argue with this at Yeoman Stadium or in Lafayette, because you can't just always have it in your Arlington if it's not the Dome.
Right.
So having it at, what's the stadium called? Raging Cajun Stadium? Yeah. I don't even know. Whatever, in Lafayette. So you can have the proximity very similar to Yeoman Stadium as far as the fan capacity, and it's not just strictly in New Orleans, but I like that's more in high school atmosphere at Yeoman Stadium or even in Lafayette than it would be in the Superdome. I agree with that. Now, with that being said, and didn't he say he was a Jesuit graduate?
Yes, he did.
Catholic High won old school. Look how they closed out that game. Run. I think they threw a couple of passes. And you know what? That's old school. Okay, you got to stop the run. Can you stop the run? And we're going to bleed the clock and win in a low-scoring game. You know, this day, flash and dash and all that.
All I'm worried about is winning.
Yes, and that's what Catholic High did. You got to give him a lot of respect with that.
Tommy, thanks
that
so
approach.
Thanks so much for the call, bud. We appreciate it. We're going to go to James in Jefferson. James, you in our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys, listen, I want to give you one hearsay from Jason Anderson, and I want to hit you guys with a real question. He said that after she shoots a formula of ESPN, she mentioned the Saints going after Colin Kaepernick if everything falls against Taysom. Their only hope is Colin Kaepernick. I don't see that happening, and I'm going to move on from that, but I want to get you guys to agree with me that's not going to happen. Right? And so here's my real question. I'm going to surprise you guys a bit. If we lose to the Jets, that will put us, if we lose out, that'll put us in the top five. And here's my question for you guys. And you're right, Mike, it's early, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Who's better for the Saints? I saw Alabama yesterday against Georgia. All I saw was the dancing bear. 6'7", 360 pounds. You can't miss that guy. Offensive tackle to slide in that guard.
Evan Neal.
Right. Now, either him or Derek Stingley, the best athlete in the entire draft. Coming out of Notre Dame, 6'4", 218-pound safety, and or two pass rushers, one coming from Michigan, I think, and the other one coming from some school like Oregon or something like that.
Yeah.
Keep in mind.
So you just named off probably what's on everybody's board, their top five. When you're talking about Kyle Hamilton, Stingley, Evan Neal, Hutchinson, and Thibodeau from Oregon, the pass rusher. That's probably everybody's top five. But I'll say this, James. Somewhere along the line, a quarterback's going to get involved. It happens every year. So if that's Kenny Pickett from Pitt, if it's Matt Corral from Ole Miss, there's going to be a quarterback in it because there's just not enough of them. And some teams are going to want to go out and get a veteran. Now, I think that's what the Saints are going to do. I think they're going to go out and try to get a veteran.
To get an established guy, right.
I'm with you, Mike. I'd rather see Derek Carr because the Raiders are going to go after a big money ticket. They might go after Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. We can get the leftovers. We can win with Derek Carr. He's undefeated against Brady. And then what's the other guy? Jimmy G. I'd go for either one of those two. If we can't get the money, the big ticket. Now, on the lower end of it, I know Teddy Bridgewater is going to be back, but that's just going to be a push between me and
him. He's a Band-Aid guy to the next year.
You're talking about
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, no, it's not Teddy. I can tell you
My thing is, I know what the Rams gave up for Stafford. Let me see if I can't piece a deal together to try to get Russell Wilson.
Yes, to me it would be in the Saints fans, the Houdat Nation. You look obviously like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson. The reason why Deshaun Watson is still attractive because he's young. You know, he missed the whole season, and even if he has to have a suspension, he's still only 26 years of age.
But he's going to have to settle that before I would
feel
for
yeah.
He would but have
I'm
to
saying,
settle that.
You think it's going to happen eventually?
Yeah, eventually.
There's nothing eternal.
I agree with you.
Now, what he said, two guys that make sense that I think would succeed in the Sean Payton
Derek
offense.
Carr.
Derek Carr or Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo. I would
take Derek Carr.
But I think they both would succeed with Sean Payton.
And look where Jimmy G went to college.
Eastern Illinois.
Guess who else went there?
Tony Romo or Sean Payton.
So there's a connection there. There's a connection there. And so what we'll see there, I agree with you on Carr. I think if you can't get Russell Wilson, people talking about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't see the Packers dealing Aaron Rodgers off to the Saints. I think they would rather send him somewhere else out of the NFC. But I think you could make a nice package thinking about what the Rams gave up for Stafford. I think it would be very similar to what you'd have to give up to get Russell Wilson. And listen, if you want a player that bad, you can create cap space.
So what was James saying? We need to lose to the Jets so we have a top
He's
five
talking
pick?
About taking it almost like an NBA team.
No, listen. Listen, you're a pro and you're getting paid. There ain't nobody taking nothing. I mean, because everything is film. The big eye in the sky don't lie. So if you're playing as a pro, come on, you being evaluated as an individual player. So tanking, they're not tanking nothing. If they lose, they lose. But they're not tanking. Oh, the Saints were tanking. No, they just got whooped if they lose. That's just the way it is.
Man, I'm watching the Texans. I'm wondering if they're tanking.
But, Mike, you're still a pro.
I get it. After I saw a little bit of the Texans against the Colts.
Well, it might be the quarterback play, too. Or
man, quarterback, running back, line, just defense. Well, man, it's bad. Bobby.
All I know is as an individual player, it's in your best interest.
Just to play.
That anytime you're playing in a real game on film.
The peoples are watching.
You can't be half-stepping.
Nope. Thank you, James. We appreciate the call, bud. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
This is definitely a Houdat Nation song.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby, you got to read, but the four finalists for the Heisman have been announced. Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama, who I think's got it. Kenny Pickett, the quarterback from Pitt. C.J. Stroud, the quarterback from Ohio State. And Aiden Hutchinson, the defensive end from Michigan. What a great story. Aiden almost came out last year. He had some injuries, fought through it. Man, he's had an
unbelievable. Yeah, he gets invited, but it's still Alabama.
But it's going to be Alabama's quarterback, Bryce Young, who ends up winning. Bob, it's going to be the anniversary of the birth of the Houdat Nation.
Houdat Nation.
And you got something to read.
Hey, listen, we had a luncheon with the media today with Ms. Gail Benson and all. And I asked the media, do y'all know what's this Friday? Do y'all know what's this Friday? It's so monumental. It is the founding of the Houdat Nation, December the 10th, 2006, when on that Sunday night football special night, we whooped the Dallas Cowgirls 42-17. I'll never forget. We were on the radio until like 3 in the morning. Sean Payton beating Bill Parcells. And the Carney, the fullback, he gets like 3 touchdowns. So listen, get your kids, get your nieces and nephews, whatever. Get a custom-made cake. Happy birthday. Happy 16th birthday, Houdette Nation, December 10th. And always remember, because it's right after Pearl Harbor, December the 7th. So December the 10th, 2006, the founding of the term Houdette Nation. And I tell you what, a number one Houdette Nation member from Atlanta, Georgia, I wanna recognize Devin Washington, number one Saints fan in the ATL, who has not given up hope. Not given up hope. He's looking at the Saints. I know Devin's looking at the Saints going on a 4-1 run and definitely taking care of the Dirty Birds in Atlanta at the end of the season. Who that?
All right. So, Bobby, if you want to send that cake to my house Friday, I'm willing to eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you got to educate.
Man, I ain't got nothing against cake. Man.
You got to educate your kids and the offspring. The Houdette Nation, I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, whatever color you are, it doesn't matter. It's the Saints are their team. And I'm telling you, when I uttered those words in 2006.
You should have put a patent on it.
No, I think somebody from Old Metairie did it about 10 days or 2 weeks later. But I would just say, talking in, with passion, is that, you know what? A lot of fans are displaced because of Hurricane Katrina. We had calls from Missouri. We had calls from Virginia, from the Carolinas. They said, boy, it's just great to hear your voice. I feel like I'm back home. The Saints on a roll. You know, we were one game from going to the Super Bowl that year. Think about that. Sean Payton's first year, we were 10-6.
I think it's the greatest coaching job he ever
had. And we were the NFC Championship game. And that night, when they were all calling, half crying, half celebrating, I said, you know what? There's a Houdette Nation out there. And it's grown unbelievable. Now it's just a standard term, whether you're north, south, east, west, whatever. If you're a fan of the Saints, you're part of the Houdette Nation. And it's a special nation because, you know what? We are underdogs who we've had the utmost success under Sean Payton with Drew Brees at the helm. Hopefully that continues this decade. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. But you know what can take this away from the Saints organization? Now, you want to win championships. But when you try to bring a winner and stability, the Buffalo Bills are finally winning. They ain't won since the 90s of Jim Kelly. The Cowgirls ain't won nothing. It's a quarter of a century. But you look at the last 4 games. No one has won more games than the New Orleans Saints the last 4 seasons. Even though Dallas beat us this last game. Do you know what the record between Dallas and the Saints the last 14 games? Saints have 10 wins. Dallas has 4 wins. What? So the Cowgirl fans can't talk about anything until they win. Till they win something. Come on.
All right, we're going to go to our Hookwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right.
Hey, Hollywood, what you got?
That was his bicentennial yeah. moment, but whatever.
Hey, Bobby, I want to give a shout-out to E.D. White. I'm a graduate yep. of E.D. White, 1978. I just hope we beat UHI and Lafayette because it's hard to make it in 4. And they both got undefeated records, so that should be a pretty good game that night, you know. But, Bobby, only Andrews is paying God. Who do you think is coming back for the Jets game if you get the guess right now?
Mike, I don't know. I can't understand. I mean,
one more time, Hollywood. Yeah. Get a little closer to the phone.
I said, all the answers we got right now, we think is coming back for the season for the Saints.
I don't, still don't
Hello?
Know. Did y'all understand? Say it again, Scott. Who's coming?
Bobby, you hear
who's
this?
Coming back you hear me for now? The Saints?
No, that's kind of a generic question. Who's coming back to the Saints?
Because they got a long list of them.
Now, the one thing I would say that as good as Teron Armstead is, I don't think they're paying him in the future. I don't think they're paying Cam Jordan in the future. And I don't think those guys are washed up. But you only can pay so many players. I mean, it is what it is. You got to remember that organizations, in theory, would always want to get rid of a player a year too soon instead of a year too late. So I would not be surprised, even though I still think they can play at a high level, that Cam Jordan and Teron Armstead would not be part of the safe future.
There's a reason why you sign Pasano and you pick Peyton Turner in round one.
Right.
There was a reason behind
that. You look
at
the salary cap and what occurs. Now, who's
now,
that?
Now, you don't want to play it right now.
Okay, now, who's that?
That's disturbing.
Who's that next tackle to complement Ryan Ramczyk? I could tell you, no matter who that guy is.
Would you move Ramczyk to left tackle? I'm going to ask you.
I would move Ramczyk to left tackle. I think he could play left or right. But even with that, whatever tackle they would have, I think would not be better than Teron Armstead.
If he's healthy.
But it's still the financial ramifications come into play.
No question about it. Yeah. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on hour number two of the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Hey, if you love sports and the action, we have big news for you. The BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Yep, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. And don't forget, you can listen to the Bet New Orleans on 92.9 FM or 1350 AM. We'll be back at 6:10, and Randy Mueller, former NFL executive, will be on with us right after this news break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.